Today is November the 1st, 2012. It is the first day of Audio Mo on Audioboo. Now, Audio Mo, as I understand it, follows in the illustrious steps of Audio Mo. Audio Mo, November 2011. And also, more recently, following the amazing success of October, Audioboo's month of music madness. I didn't take part in Audio Mo last year. I didn't really notice it was around. But I did take part at the start of October, full of interest, enthusiasm about it, entering into it with real gusto until my time and energy ran out. So I only managed a week and a half. Thank you to all those who actually used my roadmap for part of it. There were some really good, interesting recordings there, and as there were in the remainder of the month, and I'm only sorry that I didn't manage to keep going with it. However, I'm having another go. I'm going to do Audio Mo. Now, anybody who follows me on Audio Boo will know just by looking at my profile how easy Audio Mo is going to be. Doing a recording once every day, at least once every day, isn't a great hardship. Having recorded around 660 odd boos in my time on the service, I tend to have a fair bit that I want to record or say, so I don't think this is going to be too much of an issue. Thinking of something structured to do it around, however, was a little bit more tricky. One idea, however, that I've stolen it, is around giving up or taking up. Omani blog, Paul Omani is, I believe, giving up on eating some things. And Braille Snail is taking up drinking 2 litres of water every day. Now, I have to say, 2 litres in my book is enough to drown in, so good on Braille Snail for trying to drink that amount. So I racked my brain and thought, what can I give up? And I came to the conclusion that my willpower isn't strong enough to give up on anything. So I'm going to take something up. And it's actually taking up something which I decided to take up quite a while ago, actually. I just haven't been very good at it. Back in June of this year, I decided to buy myself, after a huge amount of consideration and reading of reviews and waiting for new versions to come out and all of that sort of thing, I decided to buy myself a MacBook Air. I have said device sitting here on my knee as I sit on the sofa waiting to tell you, waiting to do my Audio Mo recording properly. First of all, there's a reason why I bought the MacBook Air. And it wasn't just that I like shiny new bits of technology kit to play with, although perhaps that's partly it. And it is very shiny and very gorgeous and very slim and very light, and it feels fairly solid compared to most laptops and netbooks and things, and it's just gorgeous. However, there was another reason for it. I'm at a stage with the deterioration of my sight. I have a condition which causes very slow degeneration, or at least in me it causes very slow degeneration of sight over time. And to date, I've generally used, at least on my own PC, I've relied on magnification and viewing text white on black, inverting everything basically, changing the font face so it's a lot bolder, I like a sans serif font, increasing the size, etc. But I am getting to the point now where, although I can still sight read, it's extremely tiring to do it. I can't do it for very long. I can't read very fluidly. And it's really not the best option for me anymore. It takes me a long time to navigate things. I've enjoyed using VoiceOver on the iPhone for the past couple of years. And that is the primary way that I access my iPhone. I can't really see what's on the screen at all. Or at least not enough to read. I can just about see to maybe, if I'm looking for something that might look like a button, then maybe I can find it. I'd heard everybody say just how intuitive the Mac is, how, you know, everybody just takes to it so easily, and particularly with having VoiceOver built in and not having to buy it as an add-on to a PC, you know, to buy a proper commercial grade, you know, proper screen reader, you're looking at £800 on top of the cost of your computer and the operating system and whatever other software you have on there. There is a free screen reader available, NVDA, but I never really took to it. I find the voice is a bit difficult. I think coming to screen readers relatively new, I need something which is going to be fairly coherent for me. I do have experience of using another package, something called Zoom Text, which I've used elsewhere, and that combines magnification with speech. It's quite limited in its speech capacity, however, and I've never really got on with it very well. So anyway, I decided to get the MacBook Air, and I would love to tell you that I've taken to it really well, but I haven't. I've really struggled, actually. And I'm somebody, I like technology, I get technology, I like playing with things. It isn't a problem normally. But this, I've really, really struggled with. And I think, well, I know that many sighted people take to using the Mac and the newest operating system, OS X or OS X, Mountain Lion, quite well. In fact, my mum has just started using a Mac for the first time and is really enjoying it. But the problem is I'm not just learning how to use a new operating system, I'm also learning how to use a screen reader for the first time and other accessibility settings. And I'm really rather struggling with it. I sometimes try to use my sight to get myself out of trouble in it by magnifying the screen. I've got the 13-inch MacBook Air, but the content of the screen is still so small that I really struggle to use it with sight, and I can't really do that. So, I've decided for Audio Mo, I'm going to learn how to use VoiceOver properly and learn to love my Mac. At the moment, whenever I pick it up, I feel a bit sick, to be honest. Because I've tried and failed and I've really struggled on it, I just have really bad connotations about it, and I want to really learn to love and enjoy it and get the most out of it. And I suppose the ideal thing for me would be if by the end of November, when I want to look something up on the internet, or I want to write an email or whatever it is, I pick up the MacBook Air. I don't go back to my PC. That would be my success criteria for Audio Mo. So what I'm going to do is each day I'm going to pick up my MacBook Air with a smile. I'm smiling. And I'm going to try and do something positive with it. I'm going to learn a new skill. I'm going to work out how to do something. And crucially, I'm going to do this with the screen curtain on. I'm not going to use the screen during this time. In fact, I think I'm going to put the screen curtain on as soon as we get onto here. And I don't intend to take it off until the end of November. That's quite a big thing for me. So we will see how we go. As I say, sight reading the MacBook Air isn't very easy for me anyway. It causes me more problems than it solves, really. Hopefully it shouldn't be too much of a hardship not using the screen, but it is going to force me to think about what I'm hearing and try not to imagine the desktop in a sighted way. Try to imagine it as VoiceOver presented to me. So anyway, that's enough talking. If you just bear with me a second, I'm going to just check how long I have left on this recording. I've got about 20 minutes. So this may, apologies if these turn into quite long recordings. It's probably the nature of this kind of thing. I may pause the recording every now and again. And of course, future ones, I won't be waffling on at the start like this. I should be able to launch straight into it. I would just say, actually, I had another go at making this recording about half an hour ago. And whilst I was looking up on my phone how to start the VoiceOver tutorial, VoiceOver continued. I didn't successfully pause it. So there was 6 minutes of me talking and another 8 minutes of silence as I crept my way around the phone trying to find what I was looking for. So if this feels slightly disjointed, it's because I've said a lot of this once already. But here we go. Okay, I have the device on my knee. I'm now going to open the screen. We'll see what happens. Is it going to start on its own? Oh my god, I think I might have to press the start button actually. So the start button is at the top right, and it just feels like a normal keyboard button. It doesn't feel like a start button. Here we go, I'm pressing it now. That's a positive sound. Is it going to say anything to me?
Login window authentication. Login window. Users. Scroll area has keyboard phone.
That's good. Right. What I'm going to do before I do anything is put the screen curtain on. So let me just check the trackpad thing is activated.
Trackpad commander on.
Okay. And to do that, I was holding down the I can never remember what you call it, the Mac.
Scroll area. To begin interacting with the contents of this scroll area, press Control Option Shift down arrow.
Right, I was pressing Control and Option and turning my fingers in a sort of rotary, like an iPhone rotor, turning it clockwise in order to turn that bit on. And what I'm going to do is do a three-fingered triple tap, and that should put the screen curtain on.
Screen curtain on.
It hasn't actually put it on.
Sleep button.
No.
Screen curtain off. Screen curtain on.
Maybe it will only work when I've actually got through security. Right, let's log on.
Users scroll area. 2016 Users scroll area.
Right, so I need to activate that, and to do that, hold down the modifier keys, shift, and down.
Interact with users scroll area. Two items. Robert Johnson group.
And then I press VoiceOver keys and spacebar. And I think it actually put a letter in. I don't want to do that. I need to do it from scratch. Right, here we go. Password coming in now. And
selection.
Right.
Welcome to OS 10. VoiceOver is running. Finder. Desktop. Desktop. System right. Has new dialogue.
That's good. Right. What I need to do then now is to.
You are currently on scroll area period. To begin interacting with the contents of this scroll area, comma, press Control dash Option dash Shift dash down arrow period.
Sorry, I need to listen to it so I know what's happening. Right. I'm going to put the screen curtain on now. Hopefully.
Screen curtain on.
Hooray! That worked that time. Right. I now have a black screen in front of me. So, what I want to do today is to use the VoiceOver tutorial, which I think is VoiceOver keys plus F8. So, I'm going to have to count along because I don't instinctively know where F8 is. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 8. Right, okay.
Opening VoiceOver utility. VoiceOver utility.
Window. Toolbar.
Okay. I wasn't expecting the VoiceOver utility. Okay, well let's just see what happens.
To interact with the items on this toolbar, comma, press Control dash Option dash Shift dash down arrow period.
I'm going to turn the volume up a little bit just so you can definitely hear it. Okay, here we go. So
utility categories
table.
Row one. Speak the following greeting after login colon. Welcome to OS 10 period. Voice display welcome dialog when VoiceOver portable preferences code port setup ellipsis. Allow VoiceOver to be controlled with Apple Switch and checked. Help
button.
Help
button.
Would help get me there? Let's try help.
Press help.
Application.
Help set. General category.
Group. HTML HTML content.
So I need to activate HTML content.
General category.
Like that, hopefully.
Use the general category to specify login greeting, comma.
Table.
Two, option. Column 1 of 2. Description. Column 2. Row 2 of 5 option. Description. Row 3 of 5 option. Description. Set. Description. VoiceOver indicates whether it detects a portable preferences drive period. Click one of these buttons, colon.
No,
column 2
that's
of 2.
Not helping me. Okay, what I'm going to try doing instead is, if I just get out of this, so I'm going to do command and Q.
VoiceOver utility, VoiceOver utility, finder, desktop, desktop,
Right, so we're right out of all that, I think. What I'm going to try instead is turning off VoiceOver and turning it back on again and see if it then tells me how to do the tutorial. So just bear with me a moment. We're going to turn it off pressing Command and F5.
VoiceOver off.
Okay, and the screen curtains come off as well. And then we're going to do it, switch back on.
VoiceOver on Finder, desktop. You are currently on scroll area period. To begin interacting with the contents of this scroll area, comma, press Control dash Option dash Shift dash down arrow period. Page minus 92233720367, screen curtain on.
Okay, I'm just going to pause this a moment. I just remembered it may have been F7, so I'm just going to try that. No.
VoiceOver utility.
Window. Toolbar.
And VoiceOver utility again. What about F5 then? No, that dings.
You are currently on a toolbar period. To interact with the items on this toolbar, comma, press Control dash Option dash Shift dash down arrow period.
Okay. Right. One more thing I can try. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. Okay, I'm going to try, because I have, basically I've got this set up now so that I don't have to press the FN key in order to get functions, but let's just try doing it with the FN key and see if that makes a difference. No. Okay. Right, so I've just looked it up on the, I've got a list of commands that I have saved on my iPhone, so hopefully I now have the right one. 1, 2, 3, 4. Okay, so it is when I say VoiceOver key, that is the Option key, and do they call it Control? Possibly. Anyway, I need to press VoiceOver and Command and F8. Here we go.
The VoiceOver Quick Start. In this Quick Start, you'll learn the location of important keys on your keyboard and important VoiceOver commands. You can exit the Quick Start at any time and finish it later. To advance through the Quick Start panels, use the arrow keys. The arrow keys are arranged in an inverted T to the right of the main keyboard keys, or in the bottom right corner of a portable computer keyboard. Now continue to the next panel by pressing the right arrow key. To exit practicing what you learn, many Quick Start panels include an area where you can use VoiceOver to practice the commands you just learned about on the panel. The Quick Start plays a sound to indicate when practice begins and ends. When VoiceOver starts and is ready for practice, you will hear the following sound. When VoiceOver stops, you will hear the following sound. Now continue to the next panel by pressing the VoiceOver keys. VoiceOver commands are entered by pressing the Control and Option keys together, along with one or more other keys. The Control and Option keys are called the VoiceOver keys, or VO keys for short. On a desktop computer, they are the second and third keys to the left and right of the space bar. On a portable computer, they are the second and third keys to the left of the space bar. During this Quick Start, when you need to enter a VoiceOver command, you will hear something like press VO right arrow, which means press and hold the Control and Option keys, then press the right arrow key.
I think we get this bit.
Now continue to the next panel by pressing the right arrow key.
I'm pressing the right arrow key.
To denote your keyboard, to help you learn the location of the keys on your keyboard, VoiceOver includes a feature called Keyboard Help. In Keyboard Help, when you press a key, you hear the key's name. If you also press the VO keys at the same time, you'll hear the name of the VoiceOver command assigned to that key and a brief description. Use VoiceOver now to start Keyboard Help. Press VOK. When you're done, press the Escape key to exit Keyboard Help and return to the Quick Start. Then press the right arrow key to continue.
I'm pressing VOK. Hang on, out there.
Starting Keyboard Help. Type keys to hear their names. Hold down the VoiceOver keys while typing to hear VoiceOver commands. Press the Escape key at the top left corner of the keyboard to stop Help.
Okay. I'm now going to press a... Let me see. Let's try VO right.
Option, Control. Right arrow. Move right. Moves the VoiceOver cursor right. Option. Control. Left arrow. Move left. Moves the VoiceOver cursor left. Left and right. Quick nav on. Toggles quick nav. Left and right. Quick nav on. Toggles quick nav.
Okay, so I'm just sort of playing. I'm pressing different keys. Let's see.
Option. Control.
I don't know what...
P. Read current paragraph. Reads the paragraph in the VoiceOver cursor.
Wow, didn't know that.
Okay. Option. Control. O.
That doesn't do anything. Okay.
Control. Option. J. J. Go to linked item. Moves the voiceover cursor to the item linked to the current item.
See, I just don't know how you remember all these.
Option, control, A. Read contents of voiceover cursor. Reads the contents of the item in the voiceover cursor. Option, control, S. Read current sentence. Reads the sentence in the voiceover cursor. Option, control, D. Go to dock. Moves voiceover cursor to the dock.
I knew that one. That's
option,
good.
Control, F. Find. Finds an object that matches text within the window. Option, control, G. Finds next search text. Finds the next occurrence of item searched.
I think you get the idea. I'm just going to spend a few moments doing this, I will bring you back on board when I'm ready to move on.
Control, option, J. Option, control, J. Go to linked item. Moves the voiceover cursor to the item linked to the current item.
Right, okay, I think I'm ready to move on now, so I'm going to press the escape key. I can't remember many of those, although there were some quite interesting ones that I came across, such as how to drag and drop things. So you would use a combination of...
Control, option, comma, mark item to drag and drop, mark the item for later, drag and drop.
And then...
Control, option, period, drop marked item on voiceover cursor, drag the marked item and drop onto the item under VO cursor.
So that's quite interesting. Anyway, I'm going to press escape now.
S.
And then I'm going
to press the right arrow key to continue moving around the screen. To move the voiceover cursor, press the VO keys while you press the up, down, left, or right arrow key. As the cursor moves, you will hear a description of the item it moves to. On screen, the voiceover cursor appears as a rectangular outline around the item. Use voiceover now to navigate the practice area below. When you're done, move the voiceover cursor down to the continue or go back button, then press VO space bar to select it.
Okay. So here we go. I'm going to try and navigate.
Quick start, moving around the screen.
Window.
Show all hide all comments, colon.
Radio button.
Settings, colon. Hide all comments, colon.
Radio button.
Show all comments, colon. Comma selected.
Radio button.
Comments, colon.
Text.
Moving around the screen.
Text.
To move the voiceover cursor, comma. Press the VO keys while you press the up, comma. Down, comma. Left, comma. Or right arrow key period. Comments, colon. Show all comments, colon. Comma selected.
Radio button. One dot.
Hide all comments, colon.
Radio.
Settings, colon. Announce alert messages, settings, colon. Comma unchecked.
Checkbox.
Speak selected text settings, colon, comma, unchecked. Speak text under the mouse settings, colon, comma, unchecked. Learn more ellipsis.
Button.
I don't really want to change my settings for now, so I'm just going to go on to continue.
Button. Quit. Button. Go back. Button. Continue.
Button.
There we go, and I'm going to press VO and spacebar.
Adjusting the voice, you can easily change the rate, pitch, volume, and intonation of voiceover's synthesized voice using keyboard commands. To start, press VO command. Right arrow several times until you hear the voice setting you want to change. To increase the settings value, press VO command up arrow. To decrease the value, press VO command down arrow. Use voiceover now to adjust voice settings. When you're done, select the continue or go back button.
Right. Well, I've done that before, voiceover, so I don't really want to change my
panel,
settings.
Panel 6 or 2, 3. Panel, continue.
Button.
Continue.
Panel, continue.
Button.
Continue.
Selecting controls. The voiceover cursor is a powerful feature, as it's used to navigate and control the computer. Using the voiceover cursor, you interact with checkboxes, radio buttons, pop-up menus, and other on-screen controls. To select or enable a button or other item, press VO, space bar. Use voiceover now to read the text and select the checkboxes and radio buttons in the practice area below. When you're done, navigate to the continue or go back button, then press VO, space bar to select it.
Okay, here we go then. So I'm pressing
quick start, selecting controls.
Voiceover and right.
Solid lines unchecked.
Check
column headings unchecked.
Checkbox.
So and then I'm going to try and uncheck the checkbox.
Check column headings.
Checkbox.
Uncheck column headings.
Checkbox.
Check column headings.
Checkbox.
Right, so it should be checked and now.
Uncheck column headings.
And then it's off. Okay.
Check column headings.
Checkbox.
Right, and now we shall go down to.
Go back into panel 7 or 2. Continue.
But
continue. There we go. And I shall pause you for a moment because we're running out of time rapidly. So I'm now meant to be selecting items in a pop-up menu.
You are currently on
menu.
A button period to display a list of number of recent items, colon, 10, number of recent items, applications, 15, number of recent items, colon.
Pop-up button.
Right, sorry, then I press, hang on, let's find.
Documents. 15, number of recent items, colon.
Pop-up button.
Okay, so within the recent items one, I'm pressing VO spacebar to open it.
5 items.
Check mark.
15.
And then I'm navigating
2,
it.
Check mark.
15, 10. 5, 10.
Check mark.
15, 10. 5, done. Done. 5, 10.
I don't quite know what I'm actually doing. Okay.
Check mark.
15.
Check mark. Okay.
Check mark.
10. 5. Done.
Done. Okay.
Closing menu. Done. Number of recent items, colon.
Pop-up button.
Oh, I see. So I presumably opened a sort of dialogue thing, and then there were options within that. Okay, I think I understand.
Continue. Tired. Has keyboard focus.
Okay, so I'm now about to try and type in a text field, so we need to navigate to it.
Enter text in this field, comma, type a sample password, colon.
Okay, so I can type a sample password.
Secure edit text.
Okay, and I think I need to select it.
Confirm password.
Secure edit text.
No, I didn't.
Type a sample password, colon.
Okay, so I've just moved, I've navigated to the box, and now I'm going to type a sample password. So it's supposed to be a password, you shouldn't be announcing it. Did a good job, I didn't type my real password, isn't it?
Password.
Secure edit text.
Caps lock on. Caps lock off.
It's still announcing it. That's bizarre. Okay, let's go to the next one.
Go back.
But.
Continue. But. Go back. Quit.
But.
Password. Type a sample. Password. Colon. Name.
Edit text.
Type your name. Colon. Name.
Edit text.
Okay, so I'm going to type in my name. Here we go. What's my name? Robert. I can't even type now.
Capital O, B, E, R, T, space, Robert. Capital O, H, N, F, O, N, space, Johnson. Left paren. R, J, N, E, T, space, written a quote.
Quote.
At, space. Capital A, U, D, I, O, B, O, O, space, audio do. Right paren.
There we go.
Type password, quit.
But.
Go back.
But.
Continue.
But.
Press. Into the quick start, interacting with elements.
Window. Text.
Okay, so the next bit is dealing with elements.
You are currently on a text area, period.
It basically just explained that in order to make navigation simple, it breaks up the screen into different elements, which then each have sub-elements. So, for instance, you might have a toolbar, and then you might have the HTML area for a web page. And in order to access the contents of the web page, you would need to activate the HTML element. So I'm just going to go down to the practice area now.
Text.
Some elements on screen can contain other elements, period.
Toolbar.
Quit.
But. Toolbar.
So I've got toolbar, and what I need to do is to activate that, I need to press VO, shift, and down arrow.
You are currently on a toolbar. Interact with.
Toolbar.
Five items, get mail.
But.
Get mail.
And but. I should be in it, and now I should be able to move.
New message.
But.
New note.
But.
New to do.
But.
Like
colors.
But.
Colors. New to do. New note. New message.
But.
Get mail.
But.
And I should then, if I say wanted to get out of that,
message,
or I should be able to select something. Hang on, let's select.
Press me message.
But.
And then I should be able to get out of that element by pressing VO, shift, and up.
You are currently on stop interacting with.
Toolbar. Text.
Yep.
Toolbar.
Quit. Go back.
But.
Continue.
But.
I'll continue.
Dex. 1-4. Language. Korean. Character count. 6. Selected as keyboard focus.
He just told me that the language is Korean. I hope not. Anyway, so this one is now navigating in tables, which I haven't really done, so this should be interesting. Here we go.
But, go back,
but, quit,
right.
But, table.
Row 14 of 14, index, 1-4, language, Korean, character count, 6, selected.
And apparently I can press VOCC in order to read the next column, I think.
Enter this table, comma, press control, adjust typing echo, characters and words.
No, that's the wrong thing.
Speech verbosity level high. Capitals, change pitch.
Why are you doing that?
Capitals, change pitch.
What letter sign? Am I pressing the wrong letter? I know, I'm going mad now. I can't find the C. That should be C.
Capitals, change pitch. Capitals, change pitch. Do nothing. Capitals, 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 do nothing.
I seem to have changed a setting, and I didn't mean to change a setting.
Enough speech verbosity level pi. Capitals do nothing.
I don't want to do nothing.
Change pitch.
Yes, change pitch. That's what I want to do, but I don't
stop
understand
capitals.
How I've ended up in there. Right, this.
Text.
When you interact.
Table.
Row 14 of 14. Index. 1-4. Language. Korean. Character count. 6. Selected. Adjust speech verbosity level pi.
No, I don't want to adjust speech verbosity.
Stop adjusting speech verbosity level.
I want to do what he told me to do. All right, hang on. Let's go back and try and read it again.
You are currently on...
Text.
Can I get back?
Text.
Navigating in tables.
Yeah.
Text.
When you interact with tables in text documents and web pages, comma, you navigate vertically and horizontally using the arrow keys in voiceover navigation commands you have already learned, period. VoiceOver provides additional commands for adding tables by column, comma, row, comma, or cell, period, new line. New line to read a table, column, comma, press VO-C-C, period, new line. To read the row, comma, press VO-R, period, new line. to read the column header comma, VO dash C period new line. New line use voiceover now to explore the table in the practice area below period new line. New line when you write single quotation mark, rate on comma, select the continue or go back button period.